America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the Communications Director for Goodyear Tires. They're going to be telling us about all kinds of cool things, including a very exciting contest that's going on. We'll also talk about tires in general. Coming up a little later on in this hour, Matt Davis, automotive journalist extraordinaire. He is the founder of the World Car of the Year Award. They've just announced their finalists for 2014, so we're going to go over to Italy and see what he's up to and get the list of the finalists. In hour number two, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, Bill Warner, who is a great guy, an automotive journalist, a photographer with Road and Track, and more recently, the founder and chairman of the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, which is held just outside of Jacksonville, Florida, every year in March, and it's just a couple of weeks away, so we're going to find out what's on the agenda for 2014. Also coming up in hour number two, Kim McCullough from Range Rover. She is the vice president of Range Rover, will be joining us, and lots more. Telephone-wise, here's the number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. 4261 or via the email. It's very easy. It's bob@boblongradio.com or the easier one to remember, bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth our first guest for today's broadcast. The gentleman's name is Mike Manges, and he is the Communications Director for Goodyear. Hey there, Mike. Welcome, and thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having us on the program. It's an honor to be here.
Well, thank you so much. I've always been a great fan of Goodyear and have owned many Goodyear tires myself. And certainly for you, it must be a fun job being communications director for such a great American brand.
It's a great brand, a great company, and just very proud and honored to be part of it.
Let's talk about some exciting news that you guys just announced, and that's a contest. Tell us about this.
Well, earlier this week, we announced the final four candidates for our upcoming Goodyear Highway Hero Award, which was created 30 years ago to honor professional truck drivers who put themselves in harm's way to help others during the course of their daily work. And we are going to announce this year's Highway Hero Award winner next month, March 27th, during the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky. We're very excited about that.
Oh, what a great story, and what a great award that you're giving out. Tell us a little bit more about the history of this particular award.
Well, it was established in 1983 to honor truck drivers who very often put their own safety and well-being at risk to help other people. And it was also designed to help elevate the image of the trucking industry in general. And, you know, truck drivers play such an important role in our everyday lives. They literally keep our economy and way of life rolling, but very often they deliver more than just goods and products. Many drivers go out of their way to help other people who are in life-threatening situations. And in many cases, they are the first responders to highway incidents, you know, springing into action to help those in need even before police, paramedics, and other rescue or emergency crews arrive on the scene. So the Highway Hero Award recognizes and honors these great people for the wonderfully brave things that they do.
That's wonderful. Mike, tell us a little bit about the nomination process, how you guys come up with a list of finalists.
Absolutely. So throughout the year, people submit nominations through our website, www.goodyeartrucktires.com, and we receive nominations from law enforcement agencies, trucking companies, the media, and very often the general public. Then after the deadline for nomination entries ends, we narrow the field of contestants down to four finalists whom we announce to the general public like we did earlier this week. Then at that point, an independent panel of judges determines the winner, and we reveal that winner during the Mid-America Trucking Show at the end of March.
tell us a little bit more about the Mid-America Trucking Show. It sounds like a very large event, a very important event. I'm not familiar with it. Enlighten me as well as our listeners around the nation.
The Mid-America Trucking Show is the largest trucking industry trade show in North America, with over 1 million square feet of exhibition space. It draws tens of thousands of people each year, and its attendees are a who's who of the North American trucking industry. So it's a very important show for the trucking industry, and it's a great venue for our Highway Hero announcement. And we've been announcing our annual Highway Heroes at the show for many, many years.
That's great. Goodyear Highway Hero Award finalists is what we're talking about right now here on Auto World with Mike Mangi. He's the communications director for Goodyear. If you have any questions or comments, the telephone number is 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. As you pointed out so accurately, Mike, it's quite often that you see that the truckers, the people that, as you said, you know, we rely on so much with our economy. Years ago, when this nation was more railroad based, a lot of goods were moved over the railroads. But today, it's the truck that really does the majority of the work in bringing food and bringing every single good imaginable to stores around the nation.
Yeah, really, Bob. I mean, if you can eat it, if you can drink it, if you can wear it, if you can drive it, or even live inside of it, chances are it was delivered by a professional truck driver. You know, that's still how the vast majority of goods are moved across this country, and they play such a critical role in keeping our way of life really moving forward.
And also, as you pointed out, the fact that they're out there and sometimes driving some, you know, pretty significant shifts. And I myself have seen many times being on a highway that if there's a serious accident involved, quite often you'll find a big rig pulled over very safely away from the accident, of course. And you will see that truck driver out of his cab and down there helping in the trenches with somebody who potentially could be in a really serious problem.
Yeah, they really are the knights of the road, so to speak. I mean, they are there, you know, traversing the roads and highways and freeways of North America, and they see a lot. And, you know, they don't necessarily have to stop to help when they come across an accident scene or find some people in need, but a lot of them do, and sometimes at their own risk. And it's an honor to celebrate their courage and selflessness and their willingness to get involved.
Tell us about last year's winner. Who was that person?
Last year's winner was a gentleman named Jason Hart, who is a professional truck driver who lives in Arkansas. Jason was driving down the highway en route to his destination when ahead of him he witnessed another truck plow into a minivan and push the minivan off the side of the highway. So Jason stopped his truck. He approached the minivan, which had been terribly damaged as a result of the impact, and he found a family inside the minivan who were trapped and trying to get out, a man, a woman, and four small children, including an infant. And Jason was able to extract each member of the family. And having worked earlier in his career as a paramedic, was able to administer care, urgent care, first aid, until emergency crews could arrive.
Oh, what a great story. Tremendous. When we come back on the other side, more about this wonderful award from Goodyear. Don't go away. You're listening to Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back and we are live all across North America on great radio stations. We really appreciate all of our wonderful stations. And matter of fact, we have a brand new radio station in Lakeland, Florida. So we want to welcome all those folks who are joining us. And I'm going to have some tickets to an event coming up that's going to be held in Amelia Island. It's called the Festivals of Speed. And for all of those folks listening on our brand new station in the Lakeland area of Florida, I would like to offer you guys some of those tickets. So just shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. bob@autoworldradio.com. It's coming up the first Saturday in March in Amelia Island near Jacksonville. So please shoot me over an email with your name and address, and I'll get that out to you. Mike Amangis is with us, communications director for Goodyear, is telling us all about this wonderful Highway Heroes Award that Goodyear gives out every year, and he was just sharing with us last year's winner. The finalists have officially been announced, and once again, Mike, when will the winner be named at the Big Truck Show?
We will announce the winner of this year's Highway Hero Award on March 27th in Louisville, Kentucky.
Excellent.
Incidentally, that this gentleman will be the 31st Goodyear Highway Hero Award winner.
Oh, that's amazing. So over the years, you have really honored so many great folks, and this is a great thing that you guys are doing. Let's take a look at some of the other finalists for this 31st Annual Goodyear Highway Hero Award. We've got a gentleman by the name of Brian Dunn, who's a driver from Knoxville, Tennessee. Tell us a little bit about what Brian did.
Brian is a long-distance truck driver, so he was driving through Oklahoma when he witnessed a car crash through a guardrail and land on its roof in the middle of the road a couple of hundred yards ahead of him. He stopped his truck, ran to the car, and its engine happened to catch fire at that time. So Brian dashed back to his truck to grab a fire extinguisher. But he heard what sounded like a small child crying. He went back to the car and he spotted a two-year-old boy who was trapped in the back seat of the burning vehicle. So braving the flames, Brian yanked on the car's door until it gave way. He pulled the baby from the vehicle and handed the child to some bystanders who had arrived on the scene. And then as he ran back to his truck to grab his fire extinguisher, some other bystanders tried to rescue the boy's mother, who happened to be the car's driver, but later discovered that she had passed away due to the impact of the accident.
Oh, wow, what a story. Another finalist for the 31st Annual Goodyear Highway Hero Award is Tim Horton, a driver from Sheridan, Arkansas. Tell us Tim's story. This is an interesting one.
Tim was driving through Alabama when a small car passed his truck, spun around, and rocketed into a 35-foot deep ravine, eventually landing upside down in a creek bed. The car's driver, a teenager, was trapped inside the vehicle and had suffered a large cut on his head. So Tim got out of his truck and immediately flagged down the driver of another vehicle to help him. This driver happened to be a volunteer firefighter, so the two men made their way down the steep embankment and found the teenager alive but bleeding pretty profusely. Tim then cut the teenager's seatbelt and pulled him from the still upside-down car, and then proceeded to help the firefighter stabilize his condition. Ultimately, it took 10 men using a 50-foot-long fire ladder to transport the teenager back up the ravine and to a waiting ambulance.
Amazing story. Scott Rosenberg, also an amazing story. He's a driver from Insanti, Minnesota. Tell us what happened to Scott.
Scott was driving along when he spotted a pickup truck that was upside down in a nearby pond with steam rising from it. Now, at the time, Scott was driving a trailer with a big boom crane that he used for loading and unloading heavy concrete products. So acting very quickly, he positioned his crane in place with the intent of flipping the pickup truck over out of the pond and back onto its wheels. In the meantime, two other men reached the pickup and were trying to pry its doors open, but the doors just wouldn't budge. So using his crane, Scott turned the pickup right side up and discovered that the pickup truck's driver was still alive.
Oh, wow. Another great story is from a driver from Rancho Cucamonga, California. Hope I'm saying that right. Pretty close anyway. His name is Ivan Ivan Vasovic. Tell us about Ivan's story.
So Ivan was stopped at a stop sign one day when he witnessed a tanker truck hit the concrete divider of a freeway overpass, bounce off a wall, slam into a guardrail. The truck had been hauling diesel, and its tanks, due to the impact, had ripped open. Meanwhile, the truck had come to a stop with its tractor and first of two tankers hanging over the side of the overpass in midair. The truck's driver was trapped inside and was trying to exit when the diesel fuel ignited. The driver eventually kicked out a window, slid down the truck, and fell 20 feet to the ground, breaking an arm and a leg. By that point, the suspended truck was completely engulfed in flames, and Ivan and another bystander attempted to pull the driver to safety, but due to the heat, could only drag him a few yards at a time. So Ivan ran back to his truck, doused himself with water, and this enabled him to drag the driver 20 to 30 yards away from his original position. Moments later, the entire burning truck then crashed to the ground.
Oh.
Another spectacular story.
Absolutely. The Goodyear Highway Hero Award, once again, was established in 1983, and it honors professional truck drivers who put themselves in harm's way to help others as they travel the highways and roads of America. Is there one particular website or a place that folks can go on the Internet or within the social media that folks can learn more about the Goodyear Highway Hero Award?
Absolutely. We encourage people to check out www.goodyeartrucktires.com, all one word. And when they go to that website, if they scroll down to the bottom of the page, there is a Highway Hero icon that they can click on, and that will take them to all kinds of information about the award, including a list of past winners and their stories, some background information about the Highway Hero event, and an online nomination form. And incidentally, we are already accepting nominations for next year's Highway Hero Award through the website.
So folks can nominate right there.
Absolutely. And of course, we have certain criteria that each nominee has to meet, but folks are encouraged to fill out the easy-to-use online nomination form, hit the submit button, and then their nomination will come directly to us. It's a very simple form. It's very, very easy to fill out. It doesn't take a lot of time at all.
And, of course, you guys just do a tremendous amount of work with professional truck drivers. And we're going to get you back, Mike, to not only talk about truck tires, but regular tires. But thank you so much for telling us about the Goodyear Highway Hero Award for 2014. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll take a pit stop and then straight ahead. Journalist extraordinaire Matt Davis, don't go away.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We are live all across North America on great radio stations, as well as online. You can find us at GCNlive.com, as well as AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. We've got a podcast available for you at GCNlive.com. Archives on demand. You can listen on the telephone. You name it. We've got it all at GCNlive.com. And also, we've got a great podcast on iTunes at the Automotive Radio Network. Well, now, we're going to go over to Italy and bring forth one of my favorite journalists in all of the world. This guy contributes to umpteen different publications worldwide, and he is considered one of the best in the business. I call him Oh Great One. Here he is, the man himself, Matt Davis, the founder of the World Car of the Year. Hey there, Matt. How you doing?
Hi there, Bob. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are things over in beautiful Italy? What did you have for dinner last night? Make us all jealous.
Oh, well, actually, dinner last night was rather humble because I made it. I inflicted my recipes upon the Italian public and my daughter. But no, there's no need to call me Oh Great One over and over again the way you have in past programs. I would really appreciate you stop doing that.
But, all right.
I am not truly the creator and founder of the World Car Awards. I was there from the birth of it because the two or three people up in beautiful Canada who came up with the original idea and formalized it approached me, and that's how I was lucky enough to become part of it.
Oh, excellent. And you guys, in a very short span of time, have really just grown this award. It's given out every year at the New York International Auto Show, and in the short time that it's been around, it has attracted just a tremendous amount of world press.
Well, I mean, it's funny. The way when you step into something, I don't want everybody to get the image of dog poo on the sidewalk, but you step into something and suddenly, you know, a lot of questions get answered for you. It's like, wow, I had that idea in my head and someone actually, you know, came up with it and got serious about it. And again, I say I was lucky enough to be approached in that time by them directly. And it was, they brought it up in the conversation, I immediately stopped them talking and just said, I know exactly what you're talking about. This is so great. So it's the way I've always put it is that it is an award on so many fronts when you discuss it, whose time was way overdue. And because the main thing being all manufacturers, they are under massive pressure to produce globally valid cars that can sell in tons of markets, thereby saving money in economies of scale, et cetera, and with suppliers, et cetera. So it's incredibly important to those of us involved in the industry, and it's really important to acknowledge these companies that have invested so much to then save so much as time goes on. So it's a huge challenge, and the ones who satisfy that challenge deserve awards.
Tell us a little bit about the jury. Who are these folks? I know they're from all over the globe. Tell us a little bit about the different geography as well as some of the requirements to be one of the jurors on the World Car of the Year.
Yes, it was. It varies from year to year because, as with all litters of puppies, there are a couple that end up being runts and take longer time to get with the program. Every year we'll have a couple of jurors who are lazy butts and do not do the voting that is required of them, and so we simply and callously and coldly replace them with other jurors. This year we have 69, and it always varies between about 65, 60. We haven't gotten up over 70 or above, but there's no saying we won't. But we cover all regions of the world in varying degrees, of course. As time has gone on, we've figured out the recipe best between Europe, North America, Asia, how the representation should be to represent the correct proportion of clout, I guess you might say. And we seem to be at a point where people are pretty happy in every region, Middle East and other areas, such as Africa, also included. So every region is covered, and that's the totally unique part of what we do.
I understand for 2014 that you've added a new category, a luxury car category. Tell us about that.
Yes, we added a luxury car category because the conversation came up from our sort of previous 9 years of experience. This starts to happen. Again, an idea that's been in one of the steering committee members' heads or in a jury member's head, he brings it up, and it makes total sense that, yeah, that's what we probably ought to do to reflect the real market. What we did was we had World Car of the Year, then Performance, Green, and Design. Now we have Luxury. And World Car of the Year, although we didn't set a specific, because it's very difficult to do that, given all the different pricing processes for models around the world, we didn't set one price limit, but just the intention of the car, the role of the car, the volumes in which it is produced, etc. We took all that into mind, and so we have World Car of the Year, which has more sort of people's cars. Can go up. I think the most expensive finalist we have here would be maybe a well-loaded BMW 4 Series, if you mm-hmm. will, or a loaded Jeep Cherokee or Infiniti Q50. So it's that kind of pricing. And then World Luxury Car, I mean, just reading the list, you can tell what we have in mind. It explains itself, which is nice. So Bentley, BMW X5, the Cadillac ELR, Maserati, Mercedes, Porsche, Range Rover, Rolls-Royce Wraith got in there too. So the difference is clear, and we felt it was quite valid to make that shift now and have 5 awards versus 4. And it's a nice way to celebrate, I guess, our 10th anniversary of the awards in general. So it all kind of works together nicely.
Excellent. A great addition, in my opinion. We're talking with journalist extraordinaire Matt Davis all about the World Car of the Year. Matt is joining us live from Italy, and he's telling us about this year's finalists. And I noticed another thing different from other years. Normally there are 10 models, but this year I counted up 12.
Well, this was funny because I'm so busy doing so many things, and though I am a co-chair of these awards, frequently some of the voting and the tallying is done by KPMG and those very big firms who do this professionally. It turned out there was a bit of a tie in the tallying. And so I got to voting for the finalists we have, and I noticed that the resultant list had more than 10 for World Car of the Year. So I was like, oh, okay. That happens sometimes where you cannot deny that you have a tie in the points that the model has gathered, and so you have to acknowledge it, and so we don't always end up with the perfect 10, 10, 10. Sometimes we have 11 or 12, and at one of the final awards, we actually, one time, we had four finalists and not just the three because there was a tie.
It happens.
So, it happened this year, too. It's very rare, but, you know, how can we complain? They're all really good cars, and so it just makes it a little bit more difficult to, you know, you have to distribute your 10 choices amongst, you know, your top choices from now 12. And so invariably, a few of the cars on that list, depending on the juror, you'll have two or three cars that you're not able to give any points to because you've used up all your points.
That makes sense.
No, yeah. That will happen, and it's like in any awards system. It does happen sometimes, but it happened this year.
When we come back on the other side, Matt is going to pull the wraps off the finalists here for the World Car of the Year. It is a wonderful award and can't wait to hear about it. If you have any questions, the telephone number is 855-660-4261. You are listening to Auto World all across North America live. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com. Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Well, we want to salute our latest and greatest new affiliate. It's Talk 1430 WLKF in Lakeland, Florida. And I remind all of you folks there in the Lakeland area, I have free tickets to give away to the Festival of Speed in Amelia Island, which happens right before the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, coming up the first weekend in March. Just fire me over your name and address to Bob at Auto World Radio, and we'll get that out to you. Speaking of the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, Bill Warner will be with us in hour number two of the broadcast to tell us all about this year's event, if you're going to be around for hour number two. Right now, we're joined by esteemed automotive journalist Matt Davis, who's got a wonderful television show called The Correspondent. And Matt, before we rattle down the World Car of the Year finalists, Matt is one of the guys and one of the people, I should say, to be politically correct, one of the people involved with the World Car of the Year, who got it started off the ground 10 years ago. And before we hear about the finalists, tell everybody about The Correspondent.
Yeah, well, first I would just really appreciate you personally recognizing me as a guy. That's very, very pleasant to have that reaffirmed on a daily basis.
Very good.
The Correspondent was something I just put together with an esteemed colleague over here, who a friend of mine from Rome, who now lives in Amsterdam. And so we get together occasionally on some of the events on my calendar where the manufacturer says, yeah, we see the value in this. Come and do an episode on this new model or that new model. And so we show up, and this production guy I work with just does some magic, as production guys do. I'm sorry, production people. And it's turned out really, really well. And technically speaking, we're not yet on TV. What we are doing is it's a web broadcast using YouTube and Facebook to the max. And we are currently finalizing a deal with yet to be announced, which I will announce soon, source that will give us a much wider platform. We'll be seen by a lot more people because they saw the value in it that we do. But what we essentially do, we go and we capture the energy of a launch event that we journalists go to when we're testing these new cars, where the experts are, where they have technical displays, to give people an appreciation of the fact we just don't go there on some fancy trip, eat nice finger food, and then, you know, don't write it for a week. We are hammering that thing out now, and it's not leisure time. It's craziness, and they throw everything at you. And so we're trying to capture that hot energy, and it seems to have really, really set us apart. It's kind of nice.
It sure is. Everybody check it out on YouTube and Facebook, The Correspondent. Now, let's tell everybody about the World Car of the Year finalists. So, Matt, the time has come for you to tell us about this elite group.
Yeah, the when it comes to the World Car of the Year, or any of the previously four, now five awards, we get a lot of comments, especially from Americans, who will say, wait, that model's not available in the U.S. How does it qualify as being a world car? We do have rules, and the rules simply state for a world car and luxury car, they got to be available by the time that the end of our eligibility period on at least two continents. That's a world car.
Mm-hmm.
So these 12 we have this time around, because there were two ties multiple times. We have the Audi A3, which accommodated the needs of people who like trunks this time around.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very ambitious new generation of the Audi A3. BMW 4 Series, which is just sex on wheels. The BMW i3, which is fascinating and an endless conversation also for green car and design this time around. So it's a very ambitious model.
Mm-hmm.
Cadillac CTS, yay, 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 USA. Citroën C4 Picasso, which is very French, but is available also in Europe and Africa. So it qualified. Ford Fusion and Mondeo, which went through a significant update this year for the Europeans, particularly the European market, but also off in Asia and South America. Infiniti Q50, which has been a huge conversation piece for a couple of bits of technology they have on this new car. Jeep Cherokee, which has, of course, also been the center of a lot of conversation, mm-hmm. both for good reasons and awkward reasons. Lexus IS, Mazda 3, which is a hot candidate, I think, personally, speaking for myself. Peugeot 308, and the Skoda Octavia, which is basically the Skoda version of the Volkswagen Golf, but is a totally different body that they've put on it, which is an incredibly interesting configuration. So, those 12.
Wonderful. And in addition to the actual World Car of the Year, as you noted a little bit earlier, we now have an award for the Luxury Car of the Year. And why don't you reiterate the other specialty awards that are given out as well?
Yeah, other than World Car of the Year, which is the biggie, and World Luxury Car, which is sort of the just below that, just below luxury comes the World Performance Car, which is my personal favorite.
Me too.
World Green Car and World Car Design of the Year.
Excellent. And I know the manufacturers absolutely love to win this award. Every year when I'm fortunate enough to go to the New York Auto Show, you guys continue to up the ante with a really, really cool award ceremony. And yeah. I know in talking to the guys and girls from the auto manufacturers during my radio interview sessions, they just beam with this award. It seems to have a lot more punch than many of the other of the year awards out there.
Well, I mean, it was bound to happen if we just stuck with it and had good people aboard. We are number one in the world. And that means the most significant part of awards is that you hopefully arrive where you're getting enough media splash in all media worldwide that it takes on a certain monetary value when manufacturers look at it and suppliers look at it and say, boy, they get that much PR from all these stations worldwide. Well, they tally it up and there's actually a dollar value placed on that. All awards do this. And ours, right now, we arrived about a year and a half ago, and in this past year and a half, we're crushing everybody. And I knew in my heart it was bound to happen again. If we just stuck with it and had good people, we've done it. And so we're very satisfied. We don't ever intend to give up that ranking. And, all the other awards are regional, so they are hot in their regions, but they do not deal with the challenge of a worldwide automotive award. And so that's why the manufacturers on all continents just light up when they realize they've won. It's a huge deal.
Last year's winner was the Volkswagen Golf, and I'm sure you've gotten your share of emails and letters from folks here in the U.S., but the good news is that all-new small car is actually coming to the U.S. A little later this year.
Yeah, it's coming a little later this year, and that has been a very interesting topic of conversation as well in and of itself, because Volkswagen is going, as time marches on, they have the Chattanooga plant in Tennessee, which is a wonderful facility, and just had a very significant union vote, as you may have heard, just today the result came out. But the big factory in North America is in Puebla in Mexico. And I was just recently down there, and all the ridicule that the quote-unquote Mexican labor, that stereotype, that horrible, horrible racist stereotype, it is so off the mark. That factory is stellar, and some of the programs they have going for apprenticeships and training people to come up through this is unrivaled in the entire world. It's fabulous, Volkswagen's involvement with the local community. So it's a wonderful factory, and they have the task of building all the entire Golf family of models for the North American market. So every Golf of this generation that we will be getting, as was the case, I guess, we skipped a generation and got all the German ones, but previous to that sixth generation, previous five generations came from Mexico as well. Now, this seventh generation, they're repeating that and going back, and they've upgraded everything. I saw the new line, and it's gorgeous, and the quality is spectacular. It's on a German level, and all the old jokes will vanish. So it's kind of cool to see all that happen with this model.
Matt, how can folks find out more about the World Car of the Year, website-wise, social media-wise? Plug away.
Yeah, well, I mean, the main one is to simply go to www.wcoty for World Car of the Year. We call it WCOTY. www.wcoty.com. And that is the main source. We are working on our social media spread through all the various tools that are out there, of course. But the main one remains www.wcoty.com.
Thank you, Matt.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.